everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Profession Confession. No Portia, no me, Brianna Rogers. It has been a journey with y'all. Thank you guys, especially for the crowds, the little listeners. I love it. I love you guys, and thank you guys so much for rocking with me. I really do appreciate these voice messages that you guys send me, and just reminding me to keep going and not giving up. And technically, I have not quit. It's just this quarantine, which I also pray that you guys are safe. I also pray that you guys are good, and you know that you guys do stay inside. I real heavenly will push that subject, and I want just to thank you. If you guys haven't subscribed to YouTube, and if you are new listeners, just go back to the very first episode, which is just the introduction of Profession Confession. It's not really exactly what you think the title would be about. Profession Confession as the job, confession of jobs, any of that. It's like a different mix of it, and it works, and I'll roll with it. So getting into this subject, I am so not hype about it, but I'm also just a little hype about it because I love talking about it a lot, and I love how it goes through women's head, men's head too. I want to also say, because I'm going to go with men first, because of course us women understand what I'm going to say soon. Men, you are grateful, you are appreciated. All men, y'all are handsome, good looking. All men, y'all are the shit. Don't let the wrong shit boost your head up, though. Don't let the wrong shit fuck up your right. Just fuck up the right opportunities. Do not let it get to your head and don't let it boost it. Just be humble, which is the biggest thing that can happen, that y'all can be. Be humble. Know that you are loved. Know that you have women beside you. Know that you have a friend. Know that you can't have every woman in the world, though. Now, come on now. So I'm just going to say, just know that, y'all. Just, yeah. Can't have your cake and eat it, too. I'm just saying. Probably when you're single and women agree to have it. Yeah, monogamy and shit. Polygamous. Yeah, I know what the hell I'm trying to say. Holy matrimony stuff. But, yeah, unless they agree to stuff like that. Some men are victims too. Some men are suspects too. But I feel like most are kind of victims a little bit. But it just depends on who you're dealing with. I remember these two. I remember a person got fucked over for something so innocent. Broke up with somebody so innocent over someone. Just that one person. I just feel like some of those men are assholes. I'm using my friend's story because I felt like it was just the wrongest shit to do. And I just feel like most men don't own up until it's actually out there on a platter. And people are very familiar with it. Also, some men, I feel bad for you. Even if y'all are fathers and y'all have that spiteful baby mother. Y'all just got that spiteful ass baby mother. It's like you can't live your own happiness. Because people feel like you signed up really for life with only them soon as they start having kids. Like, I don't get that sometimes. I hate it. I just want to know that you guys are not alone. You still got women that does take you outside, and you know, you got friends that are down with you. But can I just say, I admire a lot of men, especially the hustlers, especially the working fathers, anything, doing anything and everything to get what their kids' needs, kids or child needs, and make sure they would have not want for nothing, but still teach them a life lesson streetwise, book smart wise. I learned streetwise so much. I learned street before I learned books. Street overpowered books, because books are written from past lessons. Streets are known for the past, present, and probably the future tomorrow. I feel like it is. I also want to congratulate fathers that are just doing the best they can. Still hanging on by a thread, but still going. Still pushing, still praying. I really appreciate that about y'all. Men, you are loved. You are appreciated. You are admired. You are somebody's hero. You are someone's hero. You probably is a whole pack, a whole gang hero. You are watched. We are watching y'all. And you got so many other people watching y'all. And we admire. Don't let the negative stuff ruin your positive thinking. Don't let the wrong stuff ruin your right opportunity. And so much for say. Ooh, cha. Hey, and now we're on to the ladies. So, ladies, I want to more elaborate with self-love with y'all. You guys are love. But us women always more feel lonely and always have more negative and worries about ourselves and other people more than men. I can definitely say that. And I want to know, just give y'all a few tips on, you know, self-love with yourself, you know. Of course, don't concern yourself with others, you know, with what others think of you. Celebrate yourself. Embrace your past self. Like, people that just really struggle with, you know, depression, anxiety, you know, looking around at other beautiful, successful women, you know, just wonder how they do it, how they manage to feel so good. And, you know, just what is the habit? What's the habits of self-care? You know, what's the mantra of it? I would say, I would give you a few tips. Just stop comparing yourself to others. We are really kind of sometimes socialized to be competitive. Comparing ourselves to others is natural, but it can also be dangerous. You know, there's really no point to comparing yourself to others like on a planet, because there's only, listen carefully, there is only one you. Focus on yourself and your journey, and shift. Focus on the shift of energy, you know, alone. It will help you feel free. I say, like, also another tip is, like, don't worry yourself, you know. Don't worry about others' opinions, you know. Don't worry about what society thinks or expects of you, because there's always going to be a disappointment. There's always going to be a gray area. But that's okay. It's fine. Don't, you know, waste your time of it. It will only slow you down on your journey. Of course, it will slow you down being the best of you, I say. But that's just me. I'm just saying, you know. So, this is a big one for me. It touched me a lot because I think of this a lot. Remember, your value doesn't lie in how your body looks. And, you know, so many things in the world, you know, want to distract you from this powerful truth, because sometimes, you know, even your own internalized sexism affirms your thoughts of inadequacy. You know, your value will because of you. You know, who you are, not just because of your body. Come on now. Just wear what makes you feel good. Wear what makes makes you feel confident, comfortable, happy, you know. Love yourself. All women are beautiful. And I'll be liking my friends' pictures as much as I can. I'll be liking my friends' pictures. I'll like y'all, my friends. The ones that are listening, y'all feel so beautiful. And I love you. And it's like, I love you guys. You guys are amazing. You know. It's also another rule. Don't be afraid to like being toxic. You know, not everybody takes responsibility, you know, for the energy they put out into the world. So it's just, if there's someone who's bringing toxicity into your life and they won't take responsibility for it, that might mean you need to step away from them. Don't be afraid to do it. It's liberating. It's important. Even though it may be painful, but just remember, protect your energy. It's not rude or wrong to remove yourself from situations in the company of people, you know, who you, like, of people who are draining you, you know. It's okay. What's another one? It's like, I'm thinking of this, like, out of the blue. So, bear with me. Process your fears. Like, you know, feeling afraid is natural as human. Don't reject your fears. Understand them. You know, it's a healthy exercise that can really help with your mental health. Interrogating and evaluating your fears help you gain clarity, unmask issues in your life, you know, what causing you anxiety, you know. It can help alleviate some, you know, if not all of your anxiety, you know. Trust yourself to make good decisions. You know, we doubt ourselves and our ability to do what's right, you know, when most of the time we do know in our hearts what's best. But just remember that your feelings are valid. You're not losing touch with reality. Like, you know yourself better than anyone else. So be your best advocate, you know. You know, take every opportunity, you know, in life, presence, or create your own. By that, I mean, it's like, the timing is never going to be perfect for that next big step up in your life, you know. Like, the setup may not be ideal, but you shouldn't hold back from reaching to meet your goals and dreams, you know. Seize the moment, because 9 times out of 10, it may never come back. Of course, everybody should know this. Put yourself first. And I'm not just speaking to men. I mean, women, I'm sorry. I'm speaking to men as well. But, you know, men has different way of handling it. But this goes for all listeners and all nationality and all genders. So, like, just put yourself first. Don't feel bad for doing it. You know, grow accustomed to put, you know, like, us women, we grow accustomed to, you know, putting others, you know, before ourselves and stuff. And, you know, we should just think of ourselves. It's not all, you know, like, selfish. I don't know why I find it hard to find that word. I don't know why it was hard to find that word, but still, you know, it's always a time and place, so it shouldn't be a habit that costs you your mental or emotional well-being. You know, find time to decompress without decompressing and recharging could put you in serious strain on yourself, but just spend time, dedicate time to you. Even with kids, you go always have a time to yourself. So, what? Like, shit. Feel pain, enjoy as fully as you can, you know. Allow yourself to feel things fully. Lean into pain, revel in joy, and don't put limitations on your feelings like fear. Pain and joy are emotions that will help you understand yourself and ultimately realize that you are not your feelings. Trust me. Trust me. I know that. That's why what most people say, shit don't affect me. So you should know that. Exercise, you know, bonus in public, like getting in the habit of speaking your mind. Boldness, B-O-L-D-N-E-S-S, boldness, you know, it's like a muscle. It grows the more you exercise it. You know, you ain't got to wait for permission to take a seat at the table. Join the conversation. Contribute your thoughts. You know, take action. And know that your voice is just as important as anyone else's. And I kind of learned this from a wonderful woman. Actually, a few of these women. And I just started embracing it too. See beauty in simple things, you know. Try to notice one beautiful thing, small thing around you every single day. Make note of it and be grateful. You know, grateful for it. Gratitude not only gives you perspective, it's essential to help you find joy. And I say Kenesha helped me with that because it's so beautiful. She is a beautiful speaker. She is. And I also learned just speak words of beauty and it will be there. I always speak words of beauty. And just, you know, it's, y'all believe me, trust me. Follow these tips, y'all gonna love it. Be kind to yourself. I know, words full of harsh words and critique. Don't add yours into the mix, you know. Speak kindly to yourself. Don't call yourself mean things. Celebrate yourself. Come on. You come so far. I come 25 years. About to be 26 next month. Like, don't forget to celebrate yourself and not only on your birthday. Come on now. Come on, women and men. We got this. And, like, you just, your own takeaway. Like, if you don't feel particularly powerful, you know, think about how far you came. How far you're going, how you survive. You're here right now, alive, powerful beyond your knowledge, and patient with yourself. Self-love don't happen. It may not happen overnight, but within time, it will settle. It will settle yourself into your heart. Of course, you may struggle. You may look back on moments and see, you know, that how people were stepping stones on your journey to being the best you. You know, just love yourself. And I just really appreciate for all of listeners. It's just close your eyes. Look in the mirror. I know some people are thinking fat, bad body built, ugly. You're not. Take a deep breath into positivity, out the negativity. Before you open your eyes, feel and believe in your heart. You are beautiful. You are important. You are smart. You are love. You are bold. You are powerful. You are definitely your best self because nobody can be you. At all. Open your eyes and smile. Cry it out. Because you are bold. And I speak more of women because us women are more harsh on ourselves. We are more harsh on ourselves because we deal with damage. We get damaged. We get talked about. We get trashed. It's not because of us only trashing ourselves. We adding on the trash from what others say. Knowing damn well we is not that. Especially with young women. We are not that. Be you in the best you as possible. Because the bad snakes are either going trying to bite. Or probably turn away. Because you are not what they expect. Don't try to live up to people's expectations. Only live up to your own expectations of being the best you. And I really appreciate y'all so much for listening. And just take a deep breath and breathe it out. Breathe negativity out. Speak well and good into yourself. Just try just, you guys are amazing. And I'm speaking for all genders. I'm speaking for all nationality. I'm speaking for all race. I'm speaking for every single body that is listening right now. Because you are important. You are special. You are loved. You are amazing. And I also just thank you guys for listening to me and supporting me and appreciating me. This means a lot. It definitely does. And as for that, my name is Brianna Rogers. Thank you for listening to Profession Confession. If you have not, I will also put the information in the description. Just to follow Instagram, YouTube, my Facebook page, which is Profession Confession. Of course, you go see my face. And I will do more, dedicate to promote my my page, just my brand going. But I really appreciate everybody so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and good night. Well, good morning.